Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they yawning. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they yawning. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Wake up, Kansas City! Yeah! Time to hustle and shine. Brian B. Shining report live from the Brown and Kruber Studios.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, 559 on your time. It's a high of 78, currently 55 first guys at Carl Bruce Middle School.
Heidi!
What's up, man? How you feeling on this throwback Thursday?
Feeling like I'm ready for some football!
Yes. It's almost that time.
Eagles and Cowboys tonight kicks off the season in our Kansas City Chiefs. They have landed in Sao Paulo, Brazil, as we kick it off tomorrow night, D. Woo! But first things first, we got plenty of opportunity for your shot at $1,000 in Hot Summer Cash this morning.
Yeah, and if you're looking for a new healthy habit that you can, you know, kick it and maybe even meet some new friends, I got the founder of the Black Pickleball Club. He'll be stopping by during the 7 o'clock hour, so make sure you tap in for that. The TMG is on the way, too. We got a lot of different things, including Erykah Badu selling some incense that smells like something that you would think that she should keep on the low.
Oh, Lord, no. Your motivation coming up in 10 minutes. Happy birthday, Beyonce, on your Throwback Thursday. Come on.
Get on your job, tell them, haters, get on your job. Motivate, sucker, sucker, can't make me suffer, just make me stronger and make me tough.
Contradictions abound. Not everything makes sense all the time. Reason and logic confer powerful advantages and can produce beneficial results. That doesn't mean they're always the best choice. A contradiction does not necessarily invalidate any of its components. Just because one thing is true does not mean its opposite is false. You might just enhance your perspective by holding two opposing views in your mind at the same time. You could very possibly learn something by navigating a path through the contradiction. When you're certain you have all the answers, back away. You're sure to discover some enlightening questions. Intellectual humility multiplies the value and practical usefulness of your intelligence. What you don't know can help you greatly if you'll simply let yourself accept that it's out there. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
626, high of 78, currently 55 with First Guys and KCK. You remember that little girl that played Bernie Mac's niece on the Bernie Mac show? Well, she's online on social media, and she was live, and she decided to go off on a follower who asked her, has Bernie Mac's death affected her?
Yes, I'm the little girl from the Bernie Mac show. Also, I'm not little anymore. I have two children. I'm 29 years old. Grown as I do not like questions that relate to Bernie's passing. I feel like that's ignorant. I feel like that's rude. I don't sit here and be like, how'd you feel when your grandma died?
I never watched a Bernie Mac show.
Yeah, man, a great show, by the way. But yeah, just stop asking people dumb questions. Like we always say on the weekends, don't be an idiot. And that right there is being an idiot. Switching gears, Cardi B is in full rollout mode as she sits down with Billboard, and she has a response when asked about females rap Big Three with Nicki Minaj and Megan Thee Stallion and how she continues to be a part of that Big Three.
I feel it's because I do my job well, but I really put a lot of thought in my stuff, and I really put a lot of time in it too. Like, I don't like to halfway anything. I don't like to half-ass nothing.
So very interesting to see this new project dropping later this month called Am I the Drama?
Ew.
That's the morning gossip. No, not at all.
This is Ryan Sorrell with the Kansas City Defender, and I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jam.
I hate to begin the morning off with bad news, but D, I feel like this is our responsibility, and this is what we're supposed to do for the town. But four people were shot last night in Midtown Kansas City, just before 9 p.m. in the area of Armor and Harrison Boulevards. One person is in critical condition, and three others have non-life-threatening injuries. But that wasn't the only thing that was happening. Man killed Wednesday evening in a shooting in Northeast Kansas City. And this happened near an apartment in the 500 block of Bells Ave. And the investigation revealed that the victim suffered a fatal gunshot wound. This was the 109th homicide of the year in Kansas City, Missouri, in the second and the last 2 days. We still got more than 3 months left in the year, D. And then not only that, a juvenile pleaded guilty yesterday in Jackson County Family Court to voluntary manslaughter in the shooting of death of Sean Brady, who's a well-known Kansas City, Missouri, Irish chef and restaurant owner. He was sentenced within a juvenile system, but no other hearings will be held, according to the statement from the judicial circuit in Jackson County. As you know, Brady was killed August 28th of last year outside his restaurant, Brady and Fox, in a Brookside neighborhood. So it's like, man, just
be smart.
Every day we talk about this stuff.
Yeah, yeah. It's unfortunate, and that just goes back into our conversation of being smart. Don't ruin your life and don't ruin somebody else's life or end somebody else's life. Yeah. Don't put yourself in that position, and why put somebody else in that as well? And bullets don't even have names on them at all. We just heard about somebody catching a stray bullet the other day.
A young man, less than 16 years old. Yes. My mind goes to our conversation that we had with Melissa Johnson yesterday. Yeah. So I really just pray for the city, D. I really do.
I'm Stacey.
And I'm Carla.
And we're with the Black Alumni Alliance.
We are hustling and shining in the morning with Hot 103 Jams.
And don't forget to slam that Z.
Shout out to the cousins hitting that hustle and shine text line. Big love and a happy birthday we want to send over to Mason Grace McConnell, number 10.
Happy birthday.
That was sent over from Grandma Peanut. And happy birthday to Relly James.
Grandma Peanut, okay.
Estelle, yeah, I like that name. Big shout out to Danielle Vett. Want to give a shout out over to Miss Angie Brown. Big love. And then also, happy birthday to Denisha Jones. That girl, oh, okay, I was going to say, we didn't get you happy birthday 5 days in a row, okay. Yeah. Yesterday was the happy early birthday. Today is the big day. So happy birthday, cousin. Hope you are having a fabulous birthday.
Yeah, man. We got a major announcement going down tomorrow, y'all. 5:12 p.m. Listen in for the Playmaker Show for that major announcement. I don't even know what that is, D. And then Hot 103 Jams presents the High School Football Game of the Week. Man, look, man, you can vote right now, kprs.com, Lincoln Prep versus St. Mary's, Van Horn versus Southeast, Topeka versus Wyandotte. Or you got Maranatha Academy versus J.C. Harmon. KPRS.com, cast your vote. The game with the most votes wins, gets the spotlight. Caring about the community for 75 years, you already know, we are Hot 103 Jams.
And for the first time, cousins, I played, I grabbed me a little lottery ticket. You know, I tried to see what I can do in this Powerball. And, I mean, I clocked into work today, so that should tell you everything you know. You need to know. And then, so nobody has claimed the Powerball. The next jackpot is worth $1.7 billion so far.
Billion!
And that makes the biggest of 2025 and the third largest in game history. So, I'm going to give me another one tomorrow.
Gonna continue to waste your money, I see.
You know, it's only my first day, you know, even trying it. I'm with it.
It's been since May 31st that anybody has hit all six numbers in the Powerball lottery. So that's why this jackpot keeps growing. I just can't. Look, I'm not a dreamer, D, at all. But $1.7 billion got me dreaming a little bit.
I mean, it would. Look, I'll be happy if I match a couple numbers and just walk away with $1 million. More than what I got before.
If I get a little bit of that, I wonder if Mr. Carter let me buy Carter Media. Turn this into B Shining something. I don't know.
We gotta wait and see. You better go get you a. You better pull up at that Stop and Go and Stop and Shop.
I might have to, man, to get me a little money. Yeah.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
722, high of 77. Currently, it is 53, fair skies and Wyandotte Lake. During a recent interview with the Today Show, Montel Jordan gave an update on his health and shared that his prostate cancer has unfortunately returned.
And now realizing I'm not completely on the other side of that journey and still have some additional work that needs to be done that starts in October. So fully confident. I know God is healer. To be a cancer survivor, I never knew there was a such thing as being a two-time cancer survivor. And so that's the journey that I'm on right now.
Praying for him, man. God got you, dog.
Yeah, prayers to anybody that has been battling any health issues, especially cancer. We've had family members, you know, that have battled with it. So sending you all the strength and the love to beat that.
Yeah, and if you're loving on somebody who's going through that, man, just talk them through it. Like, you have to literally pour words of positivity into their life, and it can make a huge difference on a daily.
Yeah. Switching gears, Erykah Badu recently discussed her viral Badu incense on Drink Champs. Now, while it burned in the studio, she explained what inspired that smell.
Well, most guys say that my smells like strawberries and gunpowder. So I tried to duplicate that, you know.
Strawberries and gunpowder. It's so many questions. I don't think we really want the answers to that, but
I do.
If you threw it up in the air, it would turn into sunshine.
Or gunpowder. I don't know. Shout out to Erykah Badu.
What?
I don't know. She just be, sometimes she be seeming serious, sometimes she don't.
Nah, she, you know, she got that voodoo. I believe in that. And do you
believe in, you know, what?
Well, if they bury your drawers in the yard, you can't leave the front yard. Did you know that?
Well, you know you shouldn't be eating everybody's spaghetti either.
Shout out to Klay Thompson.
She taking you out on a date.
Shrink up to the date, size of a cocktail weenie.
And you wonder why you can't go. You should have went out to eat instead of going to her house and letting her cook. There's that. I don't know. Whatever instance you burning, just figure it out. Keep it PG. That's all I gotta say. Keep it PG.
Hi, I'm Mayor Quint Lucas. Tune in to All Things KC every Monday morning. I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jam.
This guy named Brandon Jackson, and he was like, yo, KC, you looking for a new hobby? I'm thinking, yes. And then he goes on to talk about being the founder of the Black Pickleball Club in KC, and that they're having an event this weekend. So instantly, me and Brandon connected, and he is here on Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Brandon, how you feeling?
Good morning, fam.
I'm doing great. How about y'all, man?
Good.
We great.
Yeah.
Excited to have you on the show. Now, real quick, you being the founder, what inspired you to even come up with this club?
Well, what inspired me was, you know, I started playing pickleball like 2 or 3 years ago. And every time I would go out and play like Chicken and Pickle or any local like pickleball court, all that, it would just be a lot of, you know, not a lot of us out there, mm-hmm. you know, and honestly that can be a little intimidating, especially when you're getting started with the game.
Yeah.
So I've always kind of had this idea, but the idea started August 18th, and it's been building since.
Quick turnaround.
It's a special day right there, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's his birthday.
No. Oh, really?
Yes, sir. Yeah. 818, you know it.
So it's a Leo. You yeah. know how people like to do that.
That's what's up, man.
So pickleball is similar to that of like tennis.
It is. Right. I think it's easier because it's a smaller court. Tennis is, man, that's a whole different beast. Ooh, I don't even want to touch that.
Me neither. But, like, so your cardio has to be, got to be up a little bit. But can everybody of all size types involve themselves in pickleball? Or is this just for the D1 athletes like yourself? Because you over there sitting 6'6".
Long wingspan.
Yeah. Well, man, I tell you, when I first started going out and playing, most of it is, older people. Like, the perception of the game is old wealthy, rich white folks, honestly. That's what it is. Now younger people are starting to get into it now more than ever. And, different races, different cultures.
That's right. You can't hide from us. We disrupting everything you got.
That's what I'm saying, man. We going to take over.
No, I love it. We got the founder of the Black Pickleball Club in KC, Brandon Jackson, with us. Brandon, thank you so much for taking the time to tell us about the Black Pickleball Club. I know this weekend there's an event, right?
Yes, it's going to be at Apex Sports Hub Sunday, 4 p.m. Come out, it's free, so don't have to worry about that. There's no Chiefs game on Sunday.
No, you're going to be having Friday. Other games on, though, right? Yeah, hey. There's going to be some football games on.
Yeah,
we
don't care about that, We don't care about the Chiefs, Chiefs play on Friday. That's out the way. Come on, play some pickleball.
Right.
Do you see this being a big major sport, like in like 10, 15 years? Like maybe like it could go in the Olympics first and then maybe the popularity will grow?
Absolutely, because I feel like it's easier to play than like tennis or like, racquetball, all that type of stuff. Mm-hmm. And, the more people get into it, like us as a people, I think we can really dominate the sport and bring it to light really for real and take it to another level. So that's how I'm looking at this too, for real.
If they can add that break dancing that they tried to do in the Olympics.
Hey. No.
Of course.
They can definitely put the pickleball in there. I want to talk to you real quick, Brandon. I know this is what you do on the side as a hobby.
Mm-hmm,
but what do you do during the day?
I'm a firefighter at KCKFD Station 7 in Argentine. Shout out to y'all. And I coach basketball at Olathe East.
Shout out to both.
Yes, for sure. Shout out to both of them.
Yeah, I know how hard that firefighter life is. My my mother-in-law is a retired firefighter.
And really?
Yeah. Oh yeah. One of the first black women and firefighters in Cincinnati.
Wow.
And so I don't even know how you have enough energy to pickleball, pick this up as a hobby though. How do you fit that into your busy lifestyle?
Well, I work 24 hours on and 48 off. So with that time, I just get so much time to do stuff. I'm into pickleball. I'm a huge WWE fan. I'm into music. So I have different ventures.
You just act.
I'm just out here, man, trying to spread positivity to the community.
Now, it looked like it's good cardio, too, mm-hmm. So if you in case you need to pick up something for the wintertime, because, we like to sit at home and watch football and eat some snacks. But this is a good alternative to, being outside and getting your cardio on during the summer. This is a good alternative.
Absolutely, man. It's fun. We're going to have music playing. We're going to have food. Wing Busters is going to be serving on Sunday, too. Mm-hmm. Best wings in KC, in my opinion. So y'all come on out, man.
What's the social media so our cousins can tap in online on Facebook?
So on Instagram, it'll be BPC of KC. That's the ad. And then on Facebook, it's a Facebook group called Black Pickleball Club of Kansas City. That's all it is.
All right, me versus D. This is the last question. Me versus D. Who winning in pickleball?
Ooh, she got the paddle over here, so mm-hmm. I trust her with the paddle.
Preparation is key. I'm trying
to make
me bring my paddle out.
Yeah, man, come on now. You weren't prepared, my guy.
You don't own one.
I got a paddle.
You ain't got no job, Tommy.
I got a paddle. All right. Oh, spank some folks.
I'll leave that between you and your wife.
Stop. Don't do that. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, Brandon, man. We definitely finna pick this up so I can get D on camera embarrassing herself.
We'll see about that.
Yeah. Yes, sir, man. I appreciate y'all. I appreciate y'all having me on for sure, man.
It's going down this weekend, this Sunday. Where at one more time?
Apex Sports Hub, 4 o'clock. Everybody be there.
Hey, what's up, world? It's your boy, Big Court of the Holding Court Podcast and Legacy Builders. You already know what it is, man. I'm up early in the morning hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams. Salute.
Hot 103 Jams is getting you ready for the 2025 Chiefs season. Listen for your chance to win a pass for two to our private VIP Chiefs season opener watch party at a secret location, free food, exclusive giveaways, and party favors, plus qualify to win $1,000 in hot summer cash. For all the info you need, go to KFRS.com. Listen to win VIP access to watch our Chiefs smack up the Chargers in Brazil tomorrow. It is definitely going down as the Chiefs landed in Brazil yesterday. There were hundreds of fans waiting at the airport for them, and that's just some of the sights and sounds.
Patrick.
As they hear Kelsey coming in to the airport, there was like two or three Chargers fans there as opposed to the hundreds of Chiefs fans there, D.
They better watch out trying to be all up on Travis. That is a that man is engaged. Back up now, ladies.
We'll have all your Chiefs covers tomorrow on Hustle and Shine, including my man Ron Hughley. He'll be joining the show to talk all things Chiefs.
TMG, the Morning Gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
826, high of 77, currently 55. First guys at Longview Lake. After Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift shook the internet the other last week on their engagement posts, Travis finally speaks out after.
And I appreciate everybody that reached out and sent something and all the posts and all the excitement that's been going on. It's been really fun telling everybody who I'm going to be spending the rest of my life with. And I felt that at the game, actually. It was my first time introducing Taylor as my fiance to a few of my teammates.
There we go.
So, yeah, it was pretty cool.
Shout out to them both. Very excited. Can't wait to be there at the wedding.
Yeah, I'm DJing it.
Yep, and great. You know, I'm on the mic, so hustling and shining in the morning. We gonna be there.
You know it.
Shout out to Gunna for hosting a 5K run the other day. It's been a lot of rappers that are just kind of doing some things positive. Just want to shed some light on them, including Lil Jon, who made his Muscle Beach Championship debut in L.A. on Monday, taking third place in the Men's Physique Masters over 45 division. There are a lot of our OGs in rap that are healthy. Like, we see a lot of bad stories of people maybe having heart attacks and strokes and dealing with certain things, but I'm telling you, there's a big chunk that are realizing that they're getting older and realizing how important their health is.
Facts.
And so I think that that is so important. And shout out to Gunna on that 5K run. He got his body intact right after that. That stint he did. And Lil Jon, man, he's doing major.
Love
major
Lil Jon, man. I don't know how we got to this point, but he is so underrated as a producer. It's probably because of all the Kanye stuff and all the other producers that came along. We kind of forgot about Lil Jon.
Yeah,
at
definitely.
One time, it was an anti-Lil Jon song playing.
Oh, really?
That you, yeah, in the clubs in KC. Could not play no Lil Jon. It would just get out of control.
We're going to talk about that up next.
One day, yeah.
Yeah, on the stream or something.
Well, now that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcements.
It's Virgo season. Happy birthday to those compassionate, critical, and hardworking Virgos.
Hey, who birthday? Put your hand up.
Sending over a happy birthday to dancer, choreographer, and actress who began her career with Whitney Houston. Happy birthday to Candy Alexander. Sending over a happy birthday to WWE wrestler Xavier Woods. A birthday shout out to actor and singer. Happy birthday to Lawrence Hilton Jacobs. Sending over a happy birthday to activist known for her role in the Women's March. Happy birthday to Tamika D. Mallory. A big Hustle and Shine happy birthday to stand-up comedian, actor, writer, producer, and member of the Wayans family. Happy birthday to Damon Wayans. And saving the best for last, a major happy birthday to the iconic singer, songwriter, and actress who's done it all and achieved it all and continues to break records and barriers. Sending over a happy birthday to the queen, Beyonce.
The dance party with Beyonce.
Hi, D. Let's take it to the crib and wish some of our cousins in KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, Pasavia Janice, Greg G. Class Cuts, and McKeithen Fan. Happy birthday, Nicole Gutierrez, Jay Liz, and Kara Martin. Happy birthday, Cornelius Camel, Brittany Strong, and Jerry Guthridge. Happy birthday, J. Rochelle Brown, Mecca Smith, and Eric Freeze. Plus, sending birthday love to Emily Foster. A special happy birthday to Debbie D. And everybody else born on September 4th. Happy birthday, Virgos. Celebrate
Hi.
Your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Yeah.
Now it's time to play.
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
This is Sugar.
You said Sugar?
That's right.
Hi, Sugar. What you doing?
I'm on my way to winning.
I feel that. That's my attitude as well. What's your check engine light looking like?
Ooh.
Mm.
It's partly cloudy.
Damn. You might not be on the way then.
All right, cousin, we got a pass for two to the Hot 103 Jazz private Kansas City Chiefs watch party Friday, which is going down tomorrow at that secret location. Want to send you and a friend to have a good time, enjoy some free food and soft drinks, and of course watch our Kansas City Chiefs beat on them Los Angeles losers. But you got to finish these lyrics in order to secure that bag. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Nothing's perfect, but it's
to the Hot 103 Jazz private Kansas City Chiefs watch party going down tomorrow at that secret location, and your name is qualified to win $1,000 in hot summer cash. If you get that $1,000, where would you spend it?
I would spend it going to the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm. Say it again, because you already know we going.
You know that.
Speak that thing into existence.
Big facts. All right, cousin, go ahead and tell Kansas City what morning show just got you all the way hooked up.
Hustle and Shine in the morning, every morning.
I need that money.